What is Christendom? Where does it come from? And why did it die? Our ancestors, the Christians in the early church, faced many persecutions in proclaiming the gospel. But starting in the 4th century, the emperors, the leaders of the state, saw value in accepting Christianity and soon made it the norm, not only accepted, but the preferred religion for the empire. And because of that, and since that point, the church grew and grew and grew. Not perfectly and in a straight line, but nonetheless through the course of history, even amidst other persecutions and divisions, the church continued to grow to the point where, again, it was not only tolerated, but it was supported, it was defended, it was promoted by the state. And the church herself grew, the hierarchy, the bishops and popes grew in their stature and everything. This is what we might call a Christendom culture. That is, a time when the church is actually favored and promoted and defended by the state. And so even in our own diocese, we have, well, we're living the fruits of that. It was in the 16th century, in the year 1559, that the King of Spain sent Tristan de Luna y Arellano here to this part of the world to colonize and evangelize this part of the world in the name of the state, to bring Christianity here. Of course, it was already here, thanks be to God, in the hearts of those Native Americans who lived here before. But nonetheless, that was something that was promoted by the state. And so again, it continued to grow and grow. However, we've been noticing, everyone has been noticing in the last century especially, that what we might have called Christendom is coming to an end. Not only is it, not promoted and defended, but more and more, and especially in these last few decades, the church is criticized, even ridiculed, and maybe persecuted because of the faith by the state, by society. And so you can see that it is coming to an end. This privileged status that the church enjoyed for centuries is no longer there. And in fact, there is evidence we may even be returning to the times of being persecuted. Instead of wringing our hands saying, I wish we could go back, when are we going to get back to Christendom? We have to realize that the Holy Spirit is active now, just as active as the Spirit was throughout the centuries. The Holy Spirit is moving us perhaps to recall our origin, to evangelize, to live our faith boldly, even and especially when that's not supported by the state or by society. Even now, you see it everywhere, that truth itself is under attack. People say, well, that may be your truth, but that's not the way I look at it. Even objective truths that we have taken as being true for so long are now under attack. So this is the time for us as a church, again, to step up, to live our faith well, to witness to the gospel, and to invite others to follow us, to come, to walk alongside with us, to know the hope and the joy and the peace of Jesus Christ. In the next episode, I talk about renewal. How is the Spirit renewing us to be evangelizers today? And what does evangelization look like today?